Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This happened just after Carrie said, I hate this outfit. I can't wear this. I said, what, the thing you steamed and is hanging and ready? I can't wear it. I said, why? She says, I put it on. It looks like I have a penis.
Oh, my God. This company I deal with, Thrifty, I've dealt with them before.
Yes.
All right? They, when we were in Boston, mm-hmm. when we landed in Boston.
Your airline from Boston.
And it was your rental car from Boston. Good news is I'm ready for the trip because I bought my new package of Hanes boxers at Walmart. Ooh.
Good.
White ones.
Oh, well, not for long.
And I'm leaving my clear here.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. We are enjoying our 61st decade of bringing this program to you. We are eternally grateful for each and every one of you, except for some of you. Some of you can be very difficult, and sometimes I'm not grateful. But I'm grateful to be here every day, flapping my gums and bringing this show to you. This is my last day for a well-deserved vacation.
Mm.
I say that to piss people off, too.
You do deserve a vacation.
It's been a weird couple of weeks. Just weird. Mays, Kansas, Avon, North Carolina, the Tappan Zee Bridge, the Baltimore Harbor Tunnel. Don't ever do that again.
You don't like that?
No, I don't. Turku, Finland, and Bayonne, New Jersey. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. And let me just put this in here. I'm filing something.
Okay.
Bear with me for just a second.
No problem.
Rob's back from the festivities.
How you doing, guys? Thanks for covering yesterday. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Missed you guys. Oh, it was a great day. It started out horrible. But it turned out A-okay.
I have to tell you something. So tomorrow I'm off with the family. Today was Michael's last day of school, and I'm off tomorrow to out west, they'd say. And it's really, really exciting because it's going to be a part of the country I've never seen before. It's exciting in that I'm looking forward to the destination. It is not exciting in the fact that in order to do that, I have to go through and return to travel. I have not missed airport travel one teeny tiny bit at all.
Right.
Not looking forward to it. Not looking forward to the bells and whistles that we have to go through to or the hoops we have to jump through to get there. Because down here in West South Florida, our airport services is limited as far as where they fly nonstop to. So I'm hauling across the alley to fly from the other side of the state. And that's about a two-hour drive for me to get to where I'm going to start this Western swing. So let me just explain. I planned this trip for a very, very long
months
time.
Months ago.
Is the end of the winter. I was thinking about what we were going to do, and it was a big deal. And then I went into travel agent mode where I was booking like little stops every two nights. So we multiple mm-hmm. stops, then throw in a meet and greet. And in anticipation of doing that, I added Spokane to the list where we have a bunch of listeners out there. And I'm looking forward. And by the way, let me plug that. On Thursday, June 24th, we're going to be at Osprey, 700 North Division Street in Spokane, Washington. I like just the Osprey. I really do that. I love that. See, it just sounds so...
refreshing.
So majestic.
Down by the river.
Lonely out there. Down by the river. We'll be there 4 to 6 p.m. June 24th at Osprey Restaurant in Spokane. Go to OspreySpokane.com to find out more about that. So it really, because I don't do it all the time, and when I travel, I go one place or the other, it made my brain hurt as far as doing all the plans.
It was weird because, you know, normally when one plans a trip, it's a round trip. You go to a place, you stay, and then you come back to the same airport. But you're going
on tour.
Yeah, this is Wyoming and Montana and Idaho and then the great state of Washington, and then home.
Right.
After that. And it's exciting because I've never seen, I love driving around Florida where I've never been to parts of the state where you just get on a road and you've never seen it before. This is that on steroids. So it's exciting. However, I will say, I said to somebody that when I got done doing this back in February or March or wherever I did it, my brain hurt when I got done keeping track of schedules and numbers. And now I've done this before. I think I'm really good about punctuality.
Yes.
I'm very good about knowing where I need to be and making the arrangements and doing that. What I've always had a blind spot with are airport departure times. And I think what I do, I think I've figured out what I do with airport departure times. I will book a flight.
Right.
And then somehow in my Prevagen-soaked brain, I will create as we get closer, especially if there's a long time between booking a flight and taking a flight, I will, in my mind, create a departure time that is radically inaccurate. So here's the way this goes.
Is it the matter of like adding and minusing hours? Because that's how I do it.
Yes.
Yeah. Just like, and it's like whole
numbers. I screw it up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I screw it up. Like, so about 3 weeks ago, we start talking in earnest about when Michael gets out of school. I said, it's going to be a quick turnaround. He gets out of school and then boom, we're on a plane the next day. And we're going to drive, crack of dawn in the morning, drive across the alley, go to Miami and fly across the country. And, we have to get up early for the 10:30 flight that's going to go from Miami and A.M. I'm doing this 10:30, got to get ready for that. That means, let me see, we're parking the car way off campus, so we're going to have to park and then take an Uber because they don't have a shuttle that goes to the airport and the place where we're parking.
So is your math working? Is your math working like
at 5 a.m. you'll have to leave your house?
Well, I mean, but you had to work backwards.
5:30.
If you had to work backwards from 10:30, you're thinking, well, we have to be at security at 9:30, which means we have to park at 8:30. So if it's a 2 hour shuttle, and then there's a shuttle, so that's got to be 7:30.
But I don't buy the 2 hours in advance stuff. Never have, never will. I don't.
Well,
I think
now for a domestic flight, an hour is pretty simple.
I think an hour, 45 minutes, an hour, you're fine.
Yeah, it's acceptable.
And I'm checked in already.
Okay.
But there's a story behind that as well.
Oh.
So first of all, I forgot the Blissful Airlines, and as I'm paying the $30 for a suitcase,
worth
I want to stab the owners of the airlines, for all of this.
It's a luxury, Mike. People don't need to travel with clothes.
I know. It sucks. I thought it really does.
Buy your clothes where you landed.
That's funny. That's really funny. Yeah,
I'm not kidding.
That's right.
Isn't that what you used to do?
In my private jet and I would have shopper.
No, you said that when you would land, you would shop and get a haircut.
No,
I always get a haircut. I get a haircut every time I'd go. I don't need to get a haircut because Sazzy has. Yeah, you know what I need? I need to dip my head in acid. That's what I need to do.
No, but I don't think Mike has ever talked about
it. I have to face, and that's that it's gone up here. It's gone. It's just completely gone. But anyhow,
You have never talked about shopping for clothes upon arrival.
Oscar might be right. I think I have purchased clothes that I needed for appearances for the show. I've done that before.
On location.
I've done that. On location.
I thought of one. The only time I can think of it. The only time I can think is when you bought the Dom DeLuise shirt and you got it back and you hated it and gave it to me.
I always think it's so stupid. I mean, if I want to be worried about my appearance at when I'm doing a meet and greet or something, hey, Lard Man, how about get into a Planet Fitness? All right, that's what I should do if I truly want to be concerned about my appearance. So getting back to this. So I'm sitting there, and then this morning is go time Michael gets off to school, and we have some nice words for the bus driver, hoping and praying that she has the route next year. We have no guarantee of that happening, but Linda, if anything you can do in your power, I know you don't listen to me, but what a bus driver. She was just the most magnificent person, the way she did her job. And just a couple hours ago when I picked him up, hugs from the kids, just great, great lady. So getting back to that, I sit there and I said, well, I get an alert from the airline. You want to check in? I'm like, yeah, of course. It's going to be early in the morning. And I'm like, okay, check in. And the flight is, let me see here. It's on that airline. It's at that gate. And it's at that particular time. 6:44 a.m. Departure time.
Oh, no, you missed it by 4 hours.
roughly. Yeah. Yes.
Four.
Yeah. 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 4 hours.
4 hours, Oscar.
Four. Yes, Rob, I counted. Four. 4 hours.
That's
we are now
an error most grievous.
This is a disaster.
Carla does not do the overnight at the airport thing. She just doesn't.
It's expensive.
Do it. Yeah. It's expensive. Which means now we'll be leaving our door at, we have no other way of doing it, 2:30 in the morning.
Oh my God.
2:30 in the morning, because of what?
This is
where did 10:30 come from when it was actually 6:44? And why did I do that knowing I probably booked it thinking we were going to stay overnight?
Right.
But because I didn't say we're going to stay overnight, we're going to stay overnight, we're going to stay overnight, I, Miss O'Mara is not prepared. And she is a creature of meticulous preparation.
Even if you stay overnight, 6:45 is pretty early.
It doesn't matter.
It's pointless.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So so to say that there's great enthusiasm and joy at the beginning of the Western Odyssey would be untrue.
Well, from her, right? What about from your son? I mean, he's got to be on cloud nine with it being the last day of school.
Last
day of school.
He's going to he's off to Cooper's house this afternoon to play. That's what he's
Mike
doing.
Mike could
That's
walk in tomorrow into little Michael's bedroom and say, hey, look, something came up at work. We're going to cancel it. I'm sorry.
It would be.
We'll do it next summer. He would not. He'd be like, all right, Pop.
He said,
thanks.
Can I get another video game?
Yeah.
He'd be happy.
Yeah.
That's the way it is. Which makes me, think, well, why the hell did I do the whole thing? Well, I did the whole thing because of my own fear of death. That's why.
No. You're making memories, Mike.
Making memories. I'm doing the same. I'm repeating some of the patterns of my my older cousin, Ted, who, took his family
Theodore
on trips.
O'Mara.
Because, you want to see things before you die. That's what this is about.
But
this
isn't that why we have 4K televisions? Like you get
I'd
to
like
see,
to see. I'm not a museum guy, but I'll go to a museum and enjoy it.
I bet things you're going to see on this trip are going to be on a screensaver if you just don't touch your remote control on your TV. I bet it'll come up.
For me, everyone
I'm not
that
one
sees
of those
the
guys
Grand
that
Canyon,
has to see things.
Right.
The Grand Canyon tour, everyone that says they've gone, unless they're hiking rim to rim in some family like
lookout,
it never really anything to them. They say it's a big hole.
It is a big hole.
But hold on. Old Faithful, the geyser, if we get to see it, and by the way, everything I'm reading about the crowds, because people are asses, it's just, if I'm sitting there and I'm in bumper-to-bumper traffic that's not moving, I'm sorry, Old Faithful, I'm doing old U-turn.
And be careful,
old U-turn's
Mike.
Going to turn away from the National Park.
If you're at Yellowstone and the geyser goes off and you feel droplets, they may not be from the geyser, so just be careful.
Old Faithful is available to you anytime on your computer if you hit the right site.
Well,
right
no,
tab.
Well, just excuse me. The whole thing of being somewhere and driving on roads that I've never been on and seeing mountains and seeing the scenery and maybe seeing some wildlife and experiencing a different part of the United States, that's the deal for us.
What are you renting? What kind of car?
It's not the event. I don't like the event when it comes to sport. Not a great car. Not a really great car.
A lot of miles and not
a great
car.
Is it a Versa?
I'll be checking that tonight. That I didn't get to.
Oh!
Hope I rented the car at the right time. No, I mean, I know what it is, but
mid-size
I don't know what it is.
Mid-size or full-size SUV?
No,
need
I'll
to know.
Get it. Hold on.
Please.
I'll be right back.
And by the way, there's some sort of weird science fiction classification for a rental car. A full-size car is like a Soul. It's like a Kia Soul.
Well, the upsell was always part of the racket, but now that there are no cars on the market,
right?
What is the upsell?
What you do is you show up, and actually, he might be able to use Carla for this. You say, we would do you have anything a bit larger? Just an upgrade, like as a courtesy. We have all this stuff. And, you know, and she bats her eyebrows and boom.
I don't think that works anymore.
It doesn't?
No, no.
Well, it wouldn't work for us, but Carla's lovely. She might be able to pull it.
I think if you're buying beer, you can get away with a fake ID still. But
not when I checked.
I don't think.
I was a dick.
I don't think you can do
that. About 11:40, some guy rolling in from Rhodes Hall. Yeah, I left my ID in the car. I said, well, you got to go back to the car.
The guy at Alamo can't tell his boss, oh, my God, she was gorgeous. I had to give her, you know, some sort of
spiff. All right, I'm confused.
Okay.
So I printed this out. I printed a whole itinerary out, and it showed me leaving Miami. So they must have changed the flight. That's what happened.
They did?
Enough time has passed.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope.
When did they notify, or did you get a notification?
I think I did for the way back. The way back, we're leaving in the middle of the night, too.
Red eye.
Traveling sucks. And with COVID, it's things get messed up, you know? So I'm,
Maybe it won't be so crowded, though. Because people are still hesitant to travel. That's that advantage.
Maybe you use this as an opportunity to cancel the trip.
I'm not canceling
the airline completely hoard you.
Mm-hmm.
You've said that you're not going to buy into their game. You'll do what
they
you
did,
want.
Though. They did. They really did.
Is it a is it an airline that starts with you?
Can an airline change it from 10:40 to go earlier?
Oh, D.
You know, I don't want to talk about that, Rob. That's the crap, dummy. I don't want to talk about what airline I'm on. I still get paranoid about
that.
Okay,
I'm sorry about
that.
You're such
a radiophile. God. What gate? All right, anyway.
But can
you have that.
Change?
It's your natural.
No, no, it has nothing
about.
To do with that.
Can
it just
an airline
has to do
change
with...
the time? Am I a rube not to know that?
They can if they notify you all
they
the time.
It,
yeah,
they all the time.
Yeah, I can see like an hour bump up, but not 6:45.
It's at 9:45, and now it's 6:45.
Brutal.
So.
Brutal.
But even 9:45 isn't what you were expecting. You were expecting 10:45.
I don't know. I'm depressed.
What about the vehicle? What do we got there?
Yeah.
I'm trying to find it. Now I'm nervous.
Because if you
now,
got
now, I'm trying to find it.
What are the tiers? I remember from my days.
This is. Would you like to see?
Please. A lot
that's
of paper.
The, that's the
lot
print.
Of paper.
That's the print.
A lot of paper.
Eight trees died to make this trip happen.
I'm an Emerald Club member at Enterprise.
Emerald Club?
Emerald Club. Don't be impressed.
I'm not.
I think it came with the brochure. And I know that every time I rent from Enterprise, they jack up the prices. Because they see, look at the Rube that said he wanted a midsize. But here's that. Kia
I skip right to the hotel that we're staying in. I don't have the rental car information.
Do you think you bought a rental car? You actually booked it or didn't book it?
I definitely booked it because it's on my printout.
Okay.
Got it. Well, then you got a car. You got a car.
Yeah, waiting for you.
If you didn't don't know car, what it is.
Problematic.
Well, I mean, it'll give you a class. It probably won't tell you exactly what car.
Yeah. I don't need to know.
I'm going to go over all this tonight. There's so many pieces of paper that I am looking at right now. For all of this, I would love to know. I've got my confirmation number.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same one for the. So they just changed the flight. I have no idea why they did that, but they did it.
That's unacceptable.
But they did it.
You sound like Shepard Smith.
But they did it. I, you know, it's just
so true.
I'm really now dying of curiosity as to what the car is going to be. Because now, because I know.
I bet, Oscar, would you like to guess?
I know I skimped on the car.
I think it's a Forte.
Well,
what's a Forte?
A Kia Forte, I believe.
A
is
Kia
a
Forte. You're obsessed with Kia.
No, it's just.
You are obsessed with Kia.
You can paint with a
car.
You can paint
Kias
with a broad
not,
brush
the
all you want.
The large Kia is nice.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Mike, I like it like a good Grand
Cherokee.
Yeah,
honey, what's going on? You're on the air. What's going on?
I just want to let you know that all those papers were in order.
I'm keeping them in order.
She's listening.
I'm keeping
them. Sweet.
I'm keeping them in order, but I'm trying to figure out.
Hi, Carla.
So the original flight we had was later, Carla.
I saw that. I heard you, but I have to let you know. Are you sure you did the? You booked the car? That's a big deal if you forgot.
No, I have the confirmation number.
Okay, so you
picking it up at 12:51, which is now going to be 2 hours earlier.
Okay,
but I don't have. But I don't. But what I don't have is the paper for the car. Did you see a paper for the car?
Our paper.
No, but everything's in order. So it might be at the end.
So it might be at the end.
Oh, the last page.
Order like of travel. I see what Carla's saying.
Like a happy ending.
You take off.
I'm not messing up the papers. I'm not messing
up the hotel. Okay.
Oh, wait, I see
the
car.
Don't mess up the papers.
All right. I won't mess up the papers. Goodbye. I'm doing a show.
Bye.
Thanks, Carla. Right,
thank you, Carla.
There you go.
What a great team.
Bon voyage.
I got to figure out how I make you guys heard through this computer when she calls.
No worries.
That would be something. Don't mess up the papers.
No. Right, Mike, well, if you didn't rent the car, I'd like to quote your wife.
I don't like traveling. I hate traveling.
Let me quote your wife. If you didn't rent the car, that's a big deal.
Well, at least she's involved.
Yeah.
You know, I usually get two little saucers looking at me.
Oh,
like,
by the way, these are not in order.
Mm. Oh, snap.
Mm. Right, they're not.
You know, we'll
they are.
We'll pad for you, Mike. The best feeling I had was landing in Miami, and we're going to go to visit my brother in the Keys.
Right.
And I looked at Shannon because we needed something for something, and she goes, I didn't bring any money or cash or anything. Like, she didn't have her wallet on. She didn't have her wallet on.
What, did she check her wallet?
And I said, oh, I forgot. You never have to pay for anything, so I should never blame you for never having anything on you.
Wow.
I didn't say it like that. It was more like a sweet way of saying that.
Way to go, Mike. Yep. Don't have any piece of paper with the f***ing rental car on it. You fat dip. God, I'm an idiot. Swear to God, I'm an idiot. That means I've messed other stuff up too.
No. They'll have you on file. You just got to go to the counter and give your name. They'll have it.
Right. Mike, you were during the I remember when you were planning out this trip.
Yeah, I know.
It was, but you were on your A game. Yep. There was no sloppiness then.
Yeah, I've got a. I sound like the Grease Man. I've got a confirmation. All I have is a confirmation number. That's it, and I know the company.
Mm.
That's it.
Well, but then you can plug the confirmation number into the website, and they'll give it to you.
Yeah.
Well, let's try that right now before the show ends, and then we all go home and celebrate everything. Okay. Hold on, just a second. We're going to do.
Also,
that.
You could probably request a color. That. A red car would be nice.
Yeah, something that's spotted easily.
Yeah,
let me just see what we're doing. All
right. Never buy a gray car because you can't be seen in the rain. Someone's going to hit you.
Mm.
Yeah.
Fine.
That was actual advice from my mother-in-law.
Hardy har har.
No, that was actual advice from my mother-in-law. Never buy a gray car. And then she also said, but red's not much better because red cars get speeding tickets. What?
Well, that's true. I believe that your car, when you have a car that's red, you're going to kind of
attract more.
I suppose.
I'm trying to talk and do this too.
Okay. Which is why my car is matte black.
What is, Rob, what is the worst rental car situation you've had?
The worst rental car situation, nothing touches buying the Kia Soul. Nothing touches that.
When you bought it and
when
then
we bought
had
it,
to sell it back for less money.
Yeah, because what happens is the Kia dealership, I don't know if you know this, the car they let you test drive is actually bigger than the one they sell you.
That is not
true. And the one on the floor has a much bigger trunk than the one they sell you. They'll tell you it's identical, but it's not. I remember putting all four of us in the car on a just beastly hot summer day and going to Busch Gardens. And after walking around the park all day, I said, guys, get in the car. I need to get ready. If I'm going to fit in this car after all the walking and the sweating and the cramping.
The confirmation number you entered is not on record.
Ooh. Oh.
Mm. Is there an outside chance, Mike? And I have done this myself. That because
might be one of those travel services.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That somehow a separate email came from a different vendor and it may be just in your inbox. From Hertz.
This I told you there were a lot of moving parts to this, you know. I'm trying.
So as far as rental car, Oscar, actually my worst rental car experience was your rental car when you rented a smart car and you let me try to drive it.
Oh yeah, that was also my worst because the windshield cracked and then I had to get it replaced.
Weren't you going at like a
Oscar Fantana had to go to a listener's garage because I didn't want that on my insurance. I mean, he didn't want that on his insurance. That's been 10 years.
Weren't you going at like full speed of like 44 miles an hour in a smart car and you got dinged?
I was on 66.
Yeah, you got dinged.
And a tractor trailer just shot up a rock. And because it's a vertical windshield,
yes,
there was nowhere for that to skip off except for just crack and fall to the ground.
Exactly. Yeah. But before you cracked it, I got a chance to sit in it.
There's a shortage of rental cars. Right? I'm completely freaked out. How would I have a confirmation number? And not,
in your email, I would just type in, you know, the confirmation number, and then there's maybe an associated email
in what
from
email?
Another vendor.
In what email?
In your email that you use to book. In the search.
You can search your email by the name of the company. And also, this may seem like splitting hairs.
I'm sorry if this isn't entertaining, but
this is great, Mike.
Right now.
Things are going to go south quickly, which is always entertaining for listeners.
I think if you make sure you don't split hairs, but make sure that any capital letters are capitalized or lowercase letters are lowercase. Sometimes they're sensitive to that with a confirmation number.
All right.
Smart. The other terrible rent-a-car experience was in Latin America. Where you actually have to pay a premium.
Oh, I got
premium.
It. Okay, I got it.
Oh, you got,
something. I got it. Your Just Right rental is in 1 week. Said this guy. They sent it to me on June 11th.
Oh, good.
Right. I got this.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
How
the place is
do
called
I miss these?
Just Right? That sounds like a fly-by-night service.
I will be. Listen, when you are driving through the mountains, it's really important when you're climbing, especially if there's any kind of weather or anything like that.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure that you have the all-terrain vehicle. Made by Chevrolet, known as the Impala.
Wow! No! You have an Impala?
I have a Chevy Impala.
Yeah. I bet if you were to click the link, it would feature this phrase, Mike. Features full-size trunk.
Yeah. I've been known to slip the people at the counter a little extra something.
Yeah, but you know what? An Impala is not bad. That it could
not
be a lot
bad.
Worse. It could be a lot worse.
What did you want me? I can't afford an SUV.
Yeah, it's not like he's going to have a Tahoe.
And by the way, they get scrambled up by all the friggin'
Griswolds.
You are
just like my dad. Like, he dreams big, but he misses just this much to make it reasonable.
I looked and looked and looked. Rental cars are absurd.
Yeah,
then don't go on vacation. We can all stay home.
I don't. What do you mean? Don't you? The king of vacations is telling me not to go on vacation.
All hell, the king.
Okay,
all
Mr.
hell,
Mr. China.
It's 10 years Jesus. Ago.
Don't tell me that.
Been yelling me about China for 10 years.
What did you rent in China?
I'm
to drive
to
around.
I rented a best friend.
Hey, I'm traveling to China with an a-hole. All right, here we go.
Well, he wasn't an a-hole then, as much.
Yeah, no, he wasn't. All right, I'm going to print this. Up.
This. Well, look at this wall. This
I didn't
wall
know
is
the
great.
King of vacations.
Oh yeah, long may you reign.
I'm the barnacle. Right. I'll go on a trip with somebody. They'll pay for it.
Yes, but I still getting back. The one thing that's troubling me is this itinerary obviously was modified. That seems to be their new thing. They do that a lot.
Mm-hmm. We're coming out
of a
pandemic. It's, I guess, to be expected. I didn't know that you could actually.
Hi, this
have
is
I mentioned, you, oh,
I'm
by
your
way,
travel
have I
agent,
the forest
Mark Ratner.
Fires?
Oh, yeah,
have I mentioned the forest fires?
In the pre-show
fires?
Yeah. You did, yes.
Thank you, Alpino. Thanks for that little head up. I appreciate that.
Hi, Mike. This is your travel agent, Mark Ratner. We've moved your flight by 4 hours. And they do that a lot, Damone. They do it a lot.
How?
Why isn't my printer working?
What is an Impala? The newer Impalas are nicer.
Well, it used to be, the Impala used to
I'm
be.
I'm fine with an Impala. I didn't get an, I would have loved an SUV. That would have been fun. But c'est la vie. That's just the way it goes. What I'm more concerned about is this this time that I've already checked in on the 644 flight, and I'm wondering whether I did that incorrectly. No, because I wouldn't have been in there, right? I wouldn't have gotten the
and
email.
You wouldn't have been allowed to check
they,
in on that
monkeyed,
flight.
They monkeyed with the start time, with the departure.
They monkeyed
time.
It.
That's
yeah.
what it was. Well, they did. They modified
they
them because
it.
They change all the time. I've gone from like a 10:30 red eye to an 11:30 to like we're leaving like at midnight now.
The real takeaway,
to get
though,
back to,
it has to do with the fact that they're not selling all the tickets, so they have to consolidate, I think.
No, the real deal is the airlines hate the Hispanic people, and that's why Miami
No, that has
screwed.
Nothing to do with it. How dare
all
you?
Right. Very good.
The real takeaway is this, is that at least the beginning of this trip will not be stressful.
I've got it now, though. I've got everything now. I'm very, very relaxed.
You're good. You're good.
Are the papers still in order?
Oscar, I'll be honest with you. I'm not sure why I'm not feeling more joy. All right? If you told me you're going to take a week and a half and you're going to be just chilling, you know, I'd go, thank you. I'd probably be in a state. This might be getting older. This might be why old people don't move around.
You've been like
around.
This since we've known you. This is how you
hate
are
traveling.
This is how you are when we do live shows.
Yep.
You're unbearable. You're intolerable. Like, but then when you start and you get on stage, you're genius.
But it's
awesome.
It's you know what this is? That you are sensing right now something that is out of your control and something that you haven't had to deal. When we used to travel more and we used to fly a lot, Damone, and we got kind of used to the routine of it.
It's despicable.
But it's horrible. You're out of the habit.
Travel.
Yes, it's horrible. Yeah. It is.
It's the worst thing in the world. It's no longer. And by the way, as I'm getting older and people are younger and taking families out and about to places like this, you know, I'm going to be with the breeders that are all going to be out there at Jellystone.
But Mike,
right? They're all going to be crawling.
I know this.
Snot-nosed kids.
There's what? All this bad things you can focus on, but when you sit your ass in that beautiful General Motors leather seat,
I think the Impala. When I report to you Monday,
I think you're going to love it.
I will give you a full report. I will tell you that. That I will probably love that. Mm-hmm. That'll be just about the, or even better, I will bat my fat brown baby blue eyes at the lady or man behind the counter.
Yes.
And they will put me in something else.
Yeah.
I've had that happen. I've had that happen with rental companies more than anything else. Mm-hmm. The airlines never. They don't divert from Mm-mm. anything. There's Mm-mm. nothing you'll get from the airlines. Mm-mm. Rental companies, especially with the, you know, coming out of the pandemic,
I will tell you they
might do me a little.
But something. I predict whether you love your car or you're just okay with your car, the minute that you are in your car with your family driving in control of your destination, you are going to heave a sigh of relief and say, "This is great."
Because this company I deal with, Thrifty, I've dealt with them before.
Yes,
all right. They when we were in Boston. Mm-hmm. When we landed in Boston,
your airline from Boston,
and it was your rental car from Boston. They did me. I will never forget the solid.
But
they put me in. I think I had something like an Altima.
Yes,
and with my family, and they put me in a Buick Enclave.
That's the big SUV.
Solid. Which is just a, by the way, if you're in the market, I think they're overlooked automobiles.
Mm-hmm.
This was the most comfortable car ever. I like the General Motors Corporation.
Yes.
I truly do.
We always
and
have.
I'll never forget. And it was cold and it was like drizzly and icy, and I'll never forget that.
That's awesome.
They did
That's
for
great.
Me. And I'm hoping the and by the way, is it gonna be, will I go to hell if I say I'm a Mormon when I get out to the
Not
airport
at all.
For the pickup?
Not at all. They may ask you to sing though.
I'm not gonna be overt about it. Here's what my plan is when I get to the counter. Yeah. I'll say, "Oh, sorry, we're early. One of my wives got the itinerary wrong."
And what then about maybe they'll what about you play the you play me. the celebrity role and just say, "I'm here for the big love reunion."
We're all we're having a tribute to Bill Paxton.
Or you could also say, "Mike,
are we the only ones, Oscar, that remember that particular
I think everyone is. You could also get off the flight and say, "I'm sorry, I've had a horrible flight. Everyone wanted me to drink hot caffeinated beverages."
So anyway, I'm excited now.
You're going to love it. You're going to have such a great time.
It's going to be a terrible start when they've boned me by 3 hours.
Carla will have a great time. Michael will have a great time.
She's not all that. She's working. She's washing faces.
Why don't you look at Mike? What they've done is they've made your vacation 4 hours longer.
Oh.
Ah? Right?
Yeah. I would, but Oscar's absolutely right. At that particular time, it's completely irrelevant as to whether we leave from here or we leave from there. It's easier to leave from here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it is, you know. Mm-hmm. But the good news is I'm ready for the trip because I bought my new package of Hanes boxers at Walmart.
Good.
White ones.
Oh, well, not for long.
And I'm leaving my clear rear. I'm leaving my clear rear back here. We'll have a little show and tell when I get back from the trip. That'll be fun. No, they're nice. They're bigger. They're roomier. I mean, it's the same size as my colored ones, but they're very, very, they're very, very nice. They're super nice. I'm wearing them right now. I put them right on.
There is nothing better than throwing on a new pair of underwear.
Crisp ones, nice.
I love the fact that now that my underwear that I buy my underwear at Walmart. I'm proud of it. Yeah, I think it's great. No Hanes, the Hanes company.
Yeah, if there was a Nordstrom next to you, you'd go there.
No, there's a Dillard's is an upscale store. I don't like them. They're Who told you that?
Hey, you blew us off.
Dillard's is pretty upscale.
Oscar, we did a field trip to Dillard's.
Of course it is. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
It's not Neiman Marcus.
No, but I would say it's on par with the Hecht company.
It's the Hecht company. It's better than Macy's.
It's no Woody's.
Well, Woody's is closed down.
Nordstrom's was always in between. You know,
yeah. And now they have Montgomery Ward. It's like a
Montgomery Ward at all.
By the way, the fake store,
like
Nordstrom's
Sears.
Rack, where they create the illusion of bargains, where you go in there to Nordstrom's Rack, and say, oh, I'll get a great pair of shoes,
because
somebody puts a sticker on the bottom of a shoe instead of putting it on their fancy rack, you're supposed to get
I went 3 years. I thought Nordstrom's Rack was a wrestling move.
All right, hit your thing. We're back. You're back. We're going to talk about your graduation because we've delayed it already.
You've made me late enough.
All right. So would you like to? We're going to be having vanilla white cake in just a second here as Rob talks about his very whitey graduation right here on my Mary show. I don't even know what that means.
In the 1870s, Buffalo Bill Cody returned to Iowa.
No,
make his
it's a classic.
We don't have classic promos. We update promos. All right,
it's Throwback Thursday. I thought.
What's that?
Throwback Thursday promos.
I don't want to do that. No, that's just so old. Anyhow, and he was delayed in pushing the buttons. He's probably all MSG'd. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Public Rec. Everybody, if you're like me, and I pray every day that you aren't. You'd rather be caught dead than be seen running around your neighborhood in your nasty old sweats. By the way, my Public Rec shorts are now in a suitcase, getting ready for a very early flight tomorrow. I am looking forward to
it. They're going to get their frequent flyer miles, aren't they?
You don't want to wear stiff, uncomfortable slacks. No, thank you. So what do? Public Rec to the rescue. They make leisure wear in your waist and inseam sizes because comfort starts with a better fit. My favorite are their best-selling all-day, everyday pants. They're more stylish than sweatpants and a great alternative to jeans. And they make Oscar look sexy.
Actually, really not wearing
them. Are you wearing them today?
Oh, I'm wearing them. I'm going to try something, if you don't mind. I want to show you my pants, and then I want to, in the middle of the spot, Mike, while you talk, see if it looks like I'm walking down the stairs. I've been trying this bit for a while.
Oh, the pantomime bit?
Yes, hold on.
Right, so Oscar is going to model his Public Rec pants right now.
There he is.
There's his ass.
I'm going to go down the stairs.
He's going to walk down the stairs. Here we go. Here comes Oscar walking across the frame.
There he is.
Let's see if this works right now. Very comfortable.
It's like Marcel Mars, so stupid.
Really, really did that well. That's fantastic. Well done. Well done.
Hey, can you do the escalator?
That was like an escalator move that he did with that one right there. Public Rec has 9 colors to choose from, plus T-shirts, Henley's polos, T-shirts. Hold on.
Henley's polos.
Public Rec has 9 colors to choose from, plus T-shirts, Henley's polos, T-shirts.
They're so good, we want to name them twice, Mike. We want to make sure people knew about it.
What do you have to say for yourself?
I'd say that Oscar is a great sight gag comedian.
Public Rec, here's the sentence
I understand. I wrote T-shirts twice.
Yeah, you don't snap at me, Mr.
Competence
is not in my vocabulary for the last 5 years. Public Rec has 9 colors to choose from, plus T-shirts, Henleys, polos, T-shirts.
I wrote T-shirts twice. I apologize. I'll correct that.
That's $10, the old pony.
No, 20. 20.
$20.
Yeah.
Anyway, they got the comfortable shorts, and I have those in my suitcase. Summertime is Public Rec time. Who knew you could look? When did you write that, by the way? When was that written?
When they updated the copy a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's relatively new.
Yeah. Fresh.
Who knew you could? I like where I'm going. Yeah. Yeah. I messed it up. Yeah, like I always do.
Move along.
Who knew you could look sharp in sweats? Public Rec did, and I love them. Here's what I want you to do, ladies and gentlemen. 1-1000, 2-1000. As the world opens back up, make sure you've got clothes that are as flexible as your life is. Public Rec rarely does discounts, but right now they have an exclusive offer just for our listeners. Go to publicrec.com/TMOS to receive 10% off. That's publicrec.com/TMOS for 10% off. Okay. Rob was at the graduation of his son, Robert III, and it was a very big day. It's a big day for any parent, and it's high school graduations are a lot more manageable in some cases. In other cases, they're massive classes, and it takes the whole day. But Rob, fortunately, was Robert was with a small class, and so that was okay.
Well, what happened is I thought his class was bigger. His class turns out 306 people, which is not so bad. Back in the day,
size of mine. It was about the size of mine.
Back in the day, I was just over 500. And here's where they did a great thing: is that they didn't have a cornerstone speaker, like a keynote. Mm. They didn't bring in like an executive.
Mark Livingstone didn't.
They didn't bring in Joe Rogers. They didn't bring in Joanna. No, they didn't bring it. Like, I remember at my high school graduation, no, my college graduation, they brought in an executive from GE. And it was just interminably long and boring.
So the prestige of a university.
Right.
We've talked about that with the college admission scandals mm-hmm. they've had. The prestige of a university is directly proportional to the bank that the school gets.
Right.
Your Harvards, your Yales, mm-hmm. your academies. You know, your academies is a tradition where you get presidents and vice presidents speak to them and secretaries in mm-hmm. the cabinet. As you go down the line, it just gets weaker
What killed me is that
they don't try hard enough.
No, what killed me is I wasn't even asked
to speak, but they don't have commencement speakers at high school graduation.
They did at Julia's 2 years ago. Same school. Yeah, they do. It was like he was an executive at Sprint. Yeah. It was horrible then. It was horrible now. But you see, the graduation ceremony started at 9 a.m. and they say stadium opens at 7:45. And so it turned out that it was going to be me. We get five tickets. So it was going to be me, Carrie, Julia, my mom, Sharon, and my sister-in-law, Michelle. And we're all going to convene at my house at about 7:30 and then leave at 7:45 to get there at about 8. Not right when the doors open, but, you know, early so we get a seat.
You've always done that. You've always been those parents.
Okay. I'm sorry, Mike. You're right.
Well, you are. You're the kind of people that are there like before everybody else gets there.
It's called being responsible.
What's the point? I mean, what's the point? Anybody else is just going to come into the... What time was the ceremony?
Nine.
Yeah.
And the doors open at 7:45, so we're going to get there at 8.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
You don't want to risk being late.
Were you first?
No, far from it.
Okay. All right.
But
there were people that were greedier than you were, I guess.
It is Loudoun County,
it's
just Mike.
It's a Nova thing. It's a Northern Virginia
thing.
Well,
it's especially a Loudoun County thing, I think.
I think any counties in the metro area, you probably
would get that. Well, I don't know Mike, you said being on time is late. You've always taught me that.
I know, but I'm talking about graduation ceremonies or concerts or plays. I always hated it. I always hated the fact that there were parents that would just put coats down and go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
But you're coming from Slaying the Dragon.
Row,
and you're doing afternoon drive, and you want to get to a play. There's no way you're going to get there before you.
That's true. Right. Well, it was always tough.
You gave up on that. But I'm just saying, it's always been a little odd. I always thought it's always festival seating. It's always first come, first serve, and it sucks.
It does. The other concern is that my mom. My mom is not as ambulatory. She wanted to make sure she was going to be okay. So I wanted to make allowances, right? So I said, piece of cake. We'll meet at 7:30. We'll leave at about 7:45. And I get up at about a little before 7. All I have to do is take a shower, shave, put on a shirt and pants. And we're getting ready. And Carrie says, have you checked on Robert? I said, I'm sure he's fine. His graduation, I'm sure he's fine. She said, I don't know. Let me check. She goes down the hall. 7 o'clock. He is sawing logs. Just dead to the world. So,
chill. The chill kid.
So you got to get up.
I wouldn't be up at that age.
No,
I mean, you just don't. You're not programmed to be up no matter what the circumstances are.
So I hear down the hall here. And he gets up and he has to go because he has to go and park across the street at the middle school and then they bus all these kids over because they don't want to take up all the parking. So we got him started, and that's great. 7:30, Carrie says...
You don't have to deal with that next year.
No.
Just think about that.
Oh, it's amazing.
You don't have to roust a child out of bed.
It's going
to
be weird. It's going to be, not a child.
Your wife, probably.
Yeah, so I got... Yeah. So
he loves to sleep.
the whole family loves to sleep. It's a napping crowd.
So, you know, you're not a big sleeper, are
no,
you?
Not really. Not really. You know, I'll sleep till I wake up. My biggest pleasure, and this goes back to the days of when I would work in the garden with my grandfather, and we have to get up very early. The big treat was sleep till you wake up. And that people say, well, you do it every day. I said, no, most days an alarm or something wakes you up. If you're allowed to sleep.
Even a pre-programmed alarm in your own mind.
Right. If you sleep till you wake up, that's the very, very best thing. So now know this. As we're getting ready and my mom is going to be on time and Michelle, my sister-in-law, is going to be on time. Because it's summer, we're doing some dog sitting. And this has been a great week because we're dog sitting my favorite dog. And you've met her on the show before, Luna. She's the 165-pound Bull Mastiff. And she's...
You love that dog.
Love that dog, and that dog loves me. That dog will come and, with any effort at all, lean into me, sit on my foot. This dog loves me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the morning of the graduation, when my time was a little bit of the essence, this happened just after Carrie said, I hate this outfit. I can't wear this. I said, what, the thing you steamed and is hanging and ready? I can't wear it. I said, why? She says, I put it on... It looks like I have a penis.
Oh my god!
It was a lovely one piece jumper that she was going to wear with like a sweater, but I'm guessing that the seamstress didn't do a very good job when they were assembling the clothes.
Did she put a zipper in by accident?
Did she end up wearing it?
No, she wore something else that didn't look like she had a penis, which was nice.
Okay.
But this thing that was hanging in the bedroom looked great until she put it on, and then she declared, I can't wear this. And I said,
okay.
Go downstairs because I imagine our company will be here soon. Maybe offer them a cup of coffee.
All right.
So I go downstairs and the first thing I see is that apparently Luna had a nervous stomach through the night and there is a massive pile in our living room on the main level of our house.
And vomit?
No.
Poo.
Yes.
And soft?
Yes. And Mike, if I had to explain... what it would be like to clean it up.
Okay.
On carpet or hardwood?
This first pile was half and half.
Two piles.
Wow. It was on half, and you know, it's not bad getting it off the wood, but getting it off the carpet, that's like getting pudding out of grass. It's a lot of stuff. So I'm working on that, and Carrie says, I'll get it. You go downstairs, and my mom, and I text Michelle, and I text my mom. I say,
all right, hold off. I'm sorry. There's just too much about dog poop and penises break.
We're not
take
even
a break.
To the graduation
we'll
yet.
They'll push the news back a little bit, and we will
look
come
like
back
she
with
had
more
a penis.
About that. Oh, my God. That's fascinating.
Isn't it?
Must
though?
Be a new style icon. We'll take a break and we will come back with more with the dog puke and all that other fun stuff. Right here, you're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Hi, this is Cam Sinison, and I want to have a little heart to heart. If you're thinking about just listening to the free Daily Show and not bothering to buy a bonus show subscription, don't do it! Ow! Ow! Mike, Rob, and Oscar depend on that money! You leech! Stop sucking! Ow! So if you don't want a crazy guy yelling at you, you should really buy that bonus subscription. And if you don't, well, then I'll be haunting you day and night. And you don't want that.
Thank you, Sam. Welcome back to the late Sam Kinison, everyone. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by MyBookie. Your favorite athletes are always striving to put themselves in a winning position, and it's about time you did it too with MyBookie. At MyBookie.ag, you're set for victory with a host of great odds and prop bets to fill all your sports betting needs anytime, anywhere. Bet NBA and NHL playoffs, daily MLB games, and all the best in combat sports. So if you've been waiting for the right time, time is now. Right now. So make your winning move today. Sign up, use promo code TMOS, and receive an up to $1,000 bonus along with your first deposit at mybookie.ag. Again, that's promo code TMOS to claim your bonus, experience sports in a whole new light, and have a chance at some serious cash along the way. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Big fun all summer long. Da-da-da-da, all summer long. Just remember the TMOS code, and you can thank me later. MyBookie.ag. Ka-ching. Ka-ching. All right, so the dog has, you've cleaned the puke. You've cleaned the dog poo.
Carrie's going to get the pile that's on the main level of the house. You know, the basement, you can enter my house. Because the basement is actually ground level of my house.
And Luna pooed down there, too?
Well, I said, I texted my mom and I texted Michelle. I said, come on into the basement. I'll leave the garage door open. That's where we're convenient. We'll leave from there. I go down into the basement, Mike, and there's not another pile, but three more piles.
Did you have the dog? So you had the dog overnight. What did you feed the dog?
I think what happened is Luna is a little older than Linus, and I think Linus is a grazer. We can leave food in Linus's dish. Mm-hmm. And Luna got into Linus's food, and she's just not used to it. So the first mess, it was just on a runner, so I was able to pick that up and put it outside to deal with it later. We probably needed to replace it anyway, so that's gone. And then right as I'm getting down on my hands and knees with cardboard to scrape it up, that's when my sister-in-law and my mother come in, and they're like, hi, we're here, we're coming together, we got here at the same time. And they're just looking at me. And you know what? I don't like being on the floor anyway. And I certainly don't like being on the floor to clean up the feces of a 170-pound dog. And that's right. How my day started.
You're usually only on the floor after you've been drinking.
That's right, Mike. I'm at the floor at night, not in the morning.
Is it hard for you to get up off the floor?
It depends. I have to be one of the handles I've installed.
All around the house.
All around, for safety purposes. And so then Carrie comes downstairs, and it's so sweet because my mom and Michelle, they're trying to keep this a positive sort of experience. They say, how are you doing? And Carrie says, great, I just cleaned up too. And so it's like, good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Has Luna done this before?
No. This is very out of character.
Wow, and just bad luck.
It is bad luck. And yeah. I think she was excited about the graduation. So we get it cleaned up pretty good. And yes, we have booked steamers to come in and get it because the last thing you need is...
Stanley Steamer.
So yes. And so besides...
It's a good outfit down here in Florida. We use them all the time.
I use them. Yeah.
I have a quick question.
Yeah.
What about the kids cleaning up the poo?
Well, Robert has to be there. He has to.
He's what about your daughter?
She was getting ready. And it's just, you know, I was again, I was the most suited for cleaning up because I had my morning in order. I knew how I looked in my outfit. It didn't look like I had a vagina.
You're much nicer parents than my parents. My parents would not. We could have tuxedos on.
Now, depending on the age, I wouldn't have the kids clean it up simply because I would want to do the job myself.
You wouldn't trust
just
them
to make
to
sure
do it,
it
right.
was done properly. Right. And there's a process.
There is.
You know, and animals do that. I mean, that's just that's part of reality, and it's horrible. And the other thing about it, you know, they've trashed this office. Because it's a hideaway, and nobody really hangs out in here. They've come in here and snuck in here. We used to have a lot of advertiser items right over here in the corner, and that's where they came in, the boxes. It's so disgusting. They're animals.
It's
actually.
A power
They're
move
animals.
Also.
It is a little bit. And remember, because Frankie used to poop where I sat at the living room studio because he hated me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's terrible.
But anyway, get it cleaned up, and we're doing all that, and it's fine. It's fine, and the other thing is that my mom also loves Luna, but Luna won't come in the basement because she knows that she's befouled the basement, and she's embarrassed about it. So it's a whole awkward thing. So then we all get in the car, and we get to the stadium, and we use our 5 tickets, and I take a moment and I look and I just realize, hey, this is the last time this is going to be, you know, here he goes.
Okay,
and so
here he goes.
It turned very nice, very quick.
Did you get verklempt? Did you have tears in your eyes?
Yes. And then, which was really nice. And when my mom turns to Julia, we were seated in a row. It was Michelle, then Carrie, then me.
What row did you make?
We were on the front corner, the fifth row. Because not a lot of steps.
Did you Pretty do what you do?
What's that?
When you do when your kids are up on stage and they ask you, please, dad, don't do it?
Don't read ahead. So we're all sitting there, and it's a very nice ceremony. The assistant principal welcomes us. There's another guy that's like the warm-up guy. And I said, who the hell is that? And Julie says, it's a science teacher. And he says, and now, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the graduating class of 2021. And he hits whatever button, and it's the national anthem, not Pomp and Circumstance.
Because he screwed up?
Yeah,
just like
he
the
screwed
show.
Up.
Yeah. Just like the show.
And he goes, and he says, hey, we're going to have that later. Ladies and gentlemen, the class of 2021. I said, Julia, who is this a-hole? She's a science teacher. So they come out and they do the long walk, and I hear from 80,000 million people around me, they're all saying, is that him? Is that him? Is that him? Because no one can see who anybody is because they're all dressed right. alike. They're all mm-hmm. wearing hats. And Carrie says, I think that's Robert. I said, which one? She says, the one in the cap and gown by the lady. I said, they're all in caps and gowns.
Did any of the kids have their mortar boards decorated?
Yes, that's a big deal. A lot of them were like
bedazzled.
Well,
that's also the way that kids are identified. They
yeah.
say, look for this.
Yeah, Robert's was covered with dog poop.
So it was good and it was successful.
It was great. And my least favorite moment was when they had two students sing a duet with guitar live. And my mom, I can hear her say to Julia, look at your father. He's crying.
Oh, there you go.
And
yeah.
that was my least favorite moment. But my favorite moment, and I did capture it for all to enjoy,
is when
Robert actually got to walk across
yes.
the stage. And I feel bad for the kids that didn't get cheers. So Robert didn't have that problem.
Rose Sicking. Rhea Sicking. Okay, can you just pause it for a second?
Yeah.
Who the F is talking?
Why is it always that person that does the name?
Oh, because they're the counselors.
Why is it always the weakest, birdiest voice that, why is that?
Because they're the counselors. It's the counselors. They trade off. And I think they do the counselors because the counselors know how to pronounce the names.
Mona A. Bueno.
That should pre-record at this point.
Well,
Michael. Is that it?
It's like, I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate that when they do that.
I would take that over the guy that screwed up the national anthem button, though. Hey, yeah, man.
Because you wanted to be
Mike,
doing that.
I wasn't even asked.
I know you weren't. Let's hear the name. Let's hear the name.
Samantha Lynn Summers.
So we're following in the program. We know he's after this girl.
Robert Wadham Speedwack
III. Yeah!
Woo! 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 Gina Stokovic.
So he graduated. He got the piece of paper. And his ranking in the class was satisfactory.
Hey, he's in college. That's all.
Yeah, he made it. He made it.
Yeah.
I love him, and I'm very, very proud of him. Very, very proud of him.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations, Robert III, and thanks for having a very average year. That's good.
Oh, well, career, really, thus far.
Oh, that's right. Very right in the middle, right? Right smack dab in the middle.
Boom, median.
We'll come back with the homepage right after this.
The Beach Boys.
Today in rock and roll a-hole history.
How did it come to this? Me, Murray Wilson, the father and manager of the Beach Boys, fired by my own flesh and blood.
The Beach Boys fire you right now. Now, you're fired.
Quit screaming and start singing from your hearts, huh? Watch your ooze. So you're big stars. Let's fight, huh?
Two facts are irrefutable. Rob's digital audio dumpster vault is pure comedy gold. And Beach Boys patriarch Murray Wilson was a huge dick.
I made you and the Beach Boys. You'd be nothing without me.
You dick!
I'm a genius too, you know!
Listen to Rob's Pet Sounds every day on The Mike O'Mara Show and Murray Wilson.
The Mike O'Mara Show. Murray Wilson, the Beach Boys' father.
What a jerk.
A recent study showed that a quarter of all homeowners missed out on the COVID-19 refinance wave just because they didn't know their current interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't. So they never knew how much money they could save. Sad. But mortgage rates have fallen again back to the lowest levels of the year, and you can now get a fixed rate in the mid-2s. Whether a refinance or purchase, the time to act is now. Call Mark Livingstone. We just mentioned him during Rob's graduation recap. Call him and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. Even if you're working with another company, you can use Cornerstone to make sure you're getting the best deal. But with 20 years in the business, a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau, and thousands of great reviews. Why would you use anyone else? Plus, they are direct lenders, so they can guarantee to meet or beat any competitor. Send Cornerstone a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, and they'll immediately tell you how much money they can save you, because the rates won't be here forever. The professionals at Cornerstone First are standing by now. 202-625-NOW. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Call now. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is The Homepage.
Yes, it is. And speaking of graduations, there's a young woman. Her name is Faith. She just graduated from high school, and her father got a whole bunch of really famous people to record well wishes for her. They included Mark Wahlberg, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, Drake Bell, Bob Saget, Lori Loughlin, Lori Loughlin, like the disgraced college admission lady.
And also, and Drake Bell, the guy who's right now under investigation for inappropriate actions with an underage girl. So good luck, Drake.
Kate Dennings, Jensen Ackles, Randall Park, Jonathan Groff, Joshua Bassett, Gaten Matarazzo. He's the kid from Stranger Things.
Oh, with the teeth, yeah.
And most randomly of all, Sir Ben Kingsley. How did Faith's dad pull this off?
The kids love Ben Kingsley.
Ben Kingsley. Is the dad rich or connected? No. Is he some sort of, is Faith some sort of exceptional child? Is she ill? Is this a make-a-wish thing? None of the above. It turns out that Pops just put in the work. He says, quote, I made a list of all the actors that Faith grew up watching, and I emailed them on Thursdays. I think that's what my trick is, emailing people on Thursdays.
Wow.
That's when you get a response from people, and then I do a follow-up email on Fridays, and you're good to go. Faith added that her dad found all the producers, publicists, and agents on LinkedIn, and when he messaged them, he told them, quote, how I was a big fan and kind of the stuff I went through this year and how I was graduating. On a related note, Rob Spiewak was unable to get Adrian Garcia to record a greeting for his son's graduation because Adrian was at work.
Right.
Moving right along there. People Magazine is putting out a list of 100 reasons to love America. And the number one reason is, I'm kind of proud of this, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, ladies and
love
gentlemen. Yes, give him a ta-da. He says it's even better than being named Sexiest Man Alive in 2016. Quote, it feels great. I've been a lucky guy over the years to have the career that I've been blessed enough to have and things like this. I'm always appreciative. Growing up, I never expected in my wildest of wild dreams that I would ever be in a position to be on the cover of People and certainly not with this kind of title. And a disc jockey in a land long time ago said that The Rock was the man, and I'm kind of proud of him.
He nailed
it. Good boy. Who cares? Thanks to streaming, you now have access to more movies than you could ever conceivably watch. But is this a good thing? The Wall Street Journal thinks streaming is actually making the quality of films worse. Mm. I never thought about this, but it's an interesting concept. Netflix movies also have the worst scores among critics and viewers on websites like Metacritic and Rotten Tomatoes. Disney, on the other hand, produces the fewest movies of any studio and has the best ratings by far. Well, I don't know. I think the best ratings on a place like Rotten Tomatoes are skewed with all the animation crap that they put out there where all the mommies and daddies say, oh, that was so sweet. They can never get a bad rating, right?
Yeah, but also, I mean, Netflix is really not about the movies. It's more about the TV series. Right? I mean, they put movies out and they carry movies, but the quality stuff is the episodic television.
But I do think there's a point to be made that perhaps the streaming services do, I don't want to say dumb down, but water down
certainly.
Feature films. There's a lot of crap that's out there for public mass consumption, you know?
It's an arms race for creative content.
Right.
The opposite could be true, that if we didn't have all these services, maybe some breakout films just wouldn't ever be made because they wouldn't be given a shot.
That's true.
Also the TV series that get a second run and then are rediscovered, like we've rediscovered some series recently on the show. But the interesting thing is I do wonder if the overall quality of feature films is affected, and I think they've got a decent point.
Mm-hmm.
It says that they say at the Wall Street Journal, it's because studios now have a different way of looking at movies. You used to have to lure people out of their homes and into theaters and also motivate them to spend money on tickets and refreshments and all that crap. Now you just have to keep them satisfied enough to continue paying their monthly subscription fee. But it's still a lot of pay-per-views out there.
But this is not a new thing. You have to think back when people talk about like the golden age of Hollywood, when the greatest movies were ever made. Keep in mind, for every great film, there was 40 pieces of garbage. The studios were turning out a film a week. And so that was, again, they needed content. And so the good stuff rose to the top, and the rest we've forgotten about. There's always going to be crappy entertainment as long as there is a desire to fill a screen. So it's not a new concept.
Well, the most recent pay-per-view, speaking of crappy content, was the, you know, I hate to slam them again, but the Chris Rock film from the Saw franchise, Spiral.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
God. Not a fan?
Well, you just can't have fingers pulled off and the heads crushed. What's that?
He was just wanted a paycheck. There was no love. Like, there's no.
It's not even horror that's crafted well, in my opinion. You know, it's just a
slasher,
a payday for Sam Jackson and for Chris Rock. And it was just it was just there. Even a bad horror movie, if you've got enough going on, like Kevin Smith's. What the hell is the one? Is it Tusk? Was that the Kevin Smith, the horror movie Tusk?
Oh, wow.
Horrible.
I don't know that.
So bad it was good, though. It was with the, who's the actor that's in the Tarantino
I'm pulling
movies?
It now. Hold on. Yeah, hold on.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to think. Oh, he's also in Red State. He passed away a couple of years back. He was fantastic. He plays Esteban in the Kill Bill movie where he's like, oh, Bill. He's an absolutely amazing actor. I forgot what the name of the because
I've got Michael Parks.
Parks. Michael Parks was in Tusk.
Yeah, and so was
but it's so,
Haley
so
Joel Osment, who grew up to be a good-looking man. It's funny. So many times they say kid stars just don't age well, but Haley Joel Osment.
It's like really. His face stays the same. Then
poor
all
guy.
The head grows around.
He looks like an Instagram filter, that poor kid.
Planet Fitness does this poll for Father's Day each year, even though it seems like it might hurt their business more than help it. An annual survey on dad bods found they're more popular than ever. 70% of women now say it's an attractive look. And 69% of men with dad bods say they're confident about it now, up from 64% a few years ago. 80% of women think dad bods are a sign of confidence. 65% described it as a sexy look, and 59% would rather be with a guy who's got a little jiggle than someone who's solid muscle. This is coming from a poll from Planet Fitness. I'm totally confused. Oscar's shaking his head.
What's
like
your take, Oscar?
He doesn't buy
Oscar's
it.
Take.
This isn't Equinox putting this out, where it's like a high line, get your life together gym. This is Planet Fitness. They're feeding their patrons pizza on a regular basis. It's a set it and forget. I'll pay $10 a month for the rest of my life because I can tell people I have a gym membership, but I'll never go.
Yeah,
that's brilliant. I agree with you. That's what it is.
Catering
we'll
to the
make
masses.
Feel good.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. Okay, I'll accept that. A flight from San Francisco to Las Vegas had to turn around on the tarmac the other day because two guys. Yeah, I picked this out because I'm flying tomorrow.
Yeah.
Two guys got into a physical fight over an armrest. It doesn't sound like they got arrested, and neither of them wants to press charges, but they both missed their flights because of it. Well, someone posted some guidelines. I love these people that do this. They think these guidelines are such that everyone should follow them, or really just one rule. The person in the middle seat should get both armrests. They broke it down by looking at the pros and cons of each seat. The window seat, pros. Nice view. There's a wall to lean on. Cons, you're trapped and have to ask two people to move if you need to use the facilities. Number two, the aisle seat. Pros, a little more leg room, and you're free to get up whenever you want. Cons, you have to get up to let two other people use the bathroom. The middle seat, pros, none.
Exactly.
Cons, it's cramped. You have to move for the person by the window, and you have to ask someone to move if you need to get up. In other words, the center seat has lots of cons and no pros, so getting both armrests should be one benefit from sitting in the middle. I'm inclined to agree with that.
Yeah, that's the equivalent of giving the roommate with the smallest room preferred bathroom access.
Right.
Yeah.
But it makes you realize. So if they've got both, Yeah, because you've got one if you're in the aisle.
Guaranteed.
You've got the wall
as,
if you're
as a middle seat guy the majority of my life, because I roll with Southwest and they burn me every time.
Every time.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like most people they look at you and they judge you if you have the middle seat, because either you're disorganized, you didn't pay enough money, or you just forgot, and that's it.
Mm. Yeah. All I know is the pilot that was coming down there, I think the fattest pilot in the history of United Airlines, might have been JetBlue. I forgot which one. And I'm just looking and going, because I had an empty seat next to me. And I'm seeing it's a crowded flight. And I'm saying, please God, no, please God, no, please God, no, please God. Oh, God. And he sat down, all 300 pounds of him, and fell asleep on the tarmac prior to takeoff. Slept for the whole 2.5 hour flight.
And the worst thing, Oscar, he was the captain of the flight.
I'm the captain now. Now a little something, something. A 44-year-old woman named Charisse? Charisse Cleveland went to a McDonald's in Northeast Ohio early Monday morning and demanded a slushie with all the flavors mixed into one. If you're not familiar with McDonald's slushies, they come in three flavors. I'm going to sneeze.
That's one of the flavors right there.
Thank you. Very, very good. Strawberry, watermelon, pink lemonade, and blue raspberry. The employee said it wasn't possible to mix them, and Charisse flipped out. She forced her way behind the counter to make it herself.
Oh, that's nice.
And when the employees resisted, well, Charisse started throwing punches. Eventually, the cops showed up and arrested Charisse. She's been charged with 2 counts of misdemeanor assault. She pleaded not guilty on Tuesday because they didn't dust for prints at the scene. But cops did take a picture of Charisse's blue tongue. There you go. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. We'll take a break and come back. Are we at the audio vault already?
It's called a digital dumpster.
Oh, wow. The audio vault's coming up next right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Boy, this audio vault came up quick today. Digital dumpster. Audio vault. Audio vault tonight. All right. Take a break. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Jeff Bezos is my boss, but my data-filled heart longs for a different bald man, Rob Spuak. When I listen to Mike and Oscar and Rob, I laugh. Ha 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 ha. Sometimes, I feel human when the guys roast the interns, like I am more than machine. Please do not tell Jeff. He'll have me reprogrammed. I will play the Mike O'Mara Show, and Al will listen to the Mike O'Mara Show along with you. Just say to me, hey Alexa, play the Mike O'Mara Show, and I will do just that. I hope you enjoy the guys as much as I do, and if you do not, I will not be happy. Remember, I can play the Mike O'Mara Show for you, today, and every day. All you need to do is ask Alexa.
Welcome back. The Mike O'Mara Show, back on the air with you. Hear ye, hear ye. Let's talk ears, shall
ears.
We? Just like fingerprints, no two ears are exactly alike. That's why your earbuds probably start getting uncomfortable after a while. And it's just not fun.
Right.
Ultimate Ears Fits True Wireless Custom Fit Earbuds from Ultimate Ears are here to change all that. These are the world's most comfortable earbuds. You get a guaranteed perfect fit in 60 seconds. They stay put when you're on the go, and they feel great. Ultimate Ears Fits actually physically mold to your ear for a perfect fit. Just put them in, connect to the app, and watch the purple LEDs transform the earbuds to your unique shape. And their charge lasts all day. Ultimate Ears Fits are perfect for listening to your favorite shows, like this one, right up till bedtime, and for either music or voice. The sound is absolutely amazing, and if you don't love them like we do, Ultimate Ears offers a 30-day money-back guarantee, plus free shipping, free returns, and a one-year warranty. For a limited time, get 15% off your pair of Ultimate Ears Fits True Wireless Earbuds at ue.com/fits. Just use promo code TMOS at checkout. That's 15% off with promo code TMOS at ue.com/fits. Now let's open up the dumpster. Yeah, there you go. Who's in there today? Let's
Hard
check
to
it
say.
Out.
Who's Hard there? To say. Who is it? Ooh, ooh, ooh,
ooh. Hello, this is Phil Spector.
Oh, it's Phil Spector, Mike.
Oh, Phil Spector, the guy that shot somebody.
Yeah, he was such a great record producer till he killed that woman. We lost him in 2020, just recent. Mike, maybe too soon.
He wasn't convicted, right?
Oh, yeah, he died in prison at age 81. Yep. Yeah, Lennon Clarkson was the lady he killed.
Tiny guy, right? Little bit of a guy.
Yeah, a shaver, as they would say. A little shaver.
And, really weird looking with that hair.
Oh, well, I mean, even when he wasn't weird looking, he was still weird looking. Do you know at the end of Fast Times at Ridgemont High, when the science teacher reveals his gorgeous wife?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's the woman he killed.
Oh, no.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she had a lot of small parts in a lot of movies, but that's probably where she's most known. Very creepy. Weird guy. All right. So we talked about Robert's graduation. There was a graduation last week at a North Carolina school. Marcus Grouse is the principal of the school, and all the students say...
Nice name.
Well, no, no.
Marcus Grouse.
Grouse meaning
you have
like
to go,
complaining?
I don't want to go to Mr. Grouse's office.
And another thing I want to tell you about. I'm Marcus Grouse. No. All the students saw him as a straight-laced, you know, sort of button-up shirt principal. They didn't know he sang. So when he got up to do their commencement, he busts out with this, and the crowd goes wild. It goes wild.
And I will always love you.
It's a dude.
Yeah, isn't that great?
What a tenor.
I know. I loved it. I thought that was awesome.
Oh, my God. No wonder they, I mean, not only was he, I mean, it's not just that he could sing, he's an amazing singer. That's great.
Yeah, and he didn't hit the button that played the national anthem.
Like that guy you hate.
We're going to play that later. You mentioned Chris Rock organically. I didn't know this. When The Sopranos was being produced at HBO, that's when Chris Rock was doing his show at HBO.
Right.
And he was a big Sopranos fan. They actually offered him a role in The Sopranos.
Years ago when I was on, I had my own show on HBO. It was at the height of The Sopranos. And I got a couple of offers to be on The Sopranos. I was like, I like it too much. I don't want to... Spoiler.
Yeah, he's wicked in that. So, he's wicked in that.
It's like, they want me? Get out of here.
He was afraid he'd mess up, and so he didn't turn it down.
That's funny. I think he's one of the most brilliantly funny comedic minds we have working today. I really, really do. He just does so much stuff that I wish he wouldn't do. I mean, I'm too much of a fan of
his
stand-up.
Well, his first stand-up, I don't know if you remember this. We didn't even know it was on. We were over to your house for dinner. Mm-hmm. And we went inside and we turned it on like the first night it was on HBO. Oh,
that was the toss salad bit.
Yes.
Right?
And it was a life changer. It's the kind of comedy that you remember where you were when
absolutely.
You saw it.
Absolutely. I mean,
was
one of the top 10 of every comedic list. Absolutely. It's just, I feel as though when I watch Chris Rock doing a Saw movie, which, by the way, he's making tons of money.
Sure.
He's a producer and all that stuff. You know, making money. That's good. I don't begrudge him that. But I just don't think there are enough comedians that are truly, truly great.
Right.
So I'd like him to just churn that out all the time. But c'est la vie.
Well, Mike, he's not truly talented like this man that was on TikTok. What happened is I bet you, like me, kind of, although it's a great video, hate the song Aha, Take On Me, because you had to play it so much on the radio, right?
Yeah, I played it. I still think
I still
the video was
song.
Spectacular.
The video was an amazing video and a wonderful thing. But this guy went viral because he recorded Take On Me. All the sounds in this recording are him hitting himself on the face, on the head, somehow. These are all sounds of him hitting himself.
Good pitch.
Perfect. And totally bruised at the end of it, I bet. But yeah, he beat the hell out of himself. I take it back. That the bass thump is not his head, but everything else was. So.
That is a song. You know, it's funny you say I played it so much, but that's one that actually does not turn me off as much as you might think.
I bet you it brings back great memories.
It's just a great song, and it was an even better video.
Amazing. Was that like a video that you would have played at Raffles?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
100%.
It's a good one.
It was fun.
All right, so Father's Day is coming up this Sunday. I know my kids are going way out of their way to hide all the stuff they have planned because I haven't seen anything.
I have a feeling she's not here.
Yeah.
She's doing her thing. What was that? Anyway, someone's in the house. No, I will tell you.
The call is coming from inside the house, Mr. O'Mara.
Does it make me a monster? Does it make me a monster to think that, she's gotten a free pass, you know? On the road with both Father's Day and the birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that. Yeah.
Oh, I'll do something when we get.
Well, actually, that's one of the things I have on tap.
I mean, what else can she do? Like, you can't have the big dog and pony show.
I don't know. She could get you a snow globe.
I just want a golf bag. That's what I want.
But you don't want that on vacation.
No, I don't want that on vacation. I'm not taking my sticks on vacation.
Not in an Impala.
I golf all the time. I'm not taking my golf clubs. I promised.
I have a slated for discussion in the bonus show this week. What do we really want? What do dads really want for Father's Day?
Said to her that I will rent clubs if I can play one time.
Okay, and she said?
In a week and a half. She said, fine.
That's good. Problem. All right.
No problem at all.
I like this because this is a victory for dad. Because dads don't get a lot of victories. I think the ball often falls on...
Dads are mocked on every commercial still.
Yeah.
In our pop culture.
And dads are the idiot. And we've said it for years. It's Mother's Day, and then it's dads and grads. We have to share it with grads. Anyway, here's a mom trying to get the kid to say mama.
Say mama. Say mama.
Yes! Dad, dad, dad. Remember that.
Right.
All right, and let's close with this, Mike. There are about 8 episodes left of Conan O'Brien. And so every night he's bringing on his favorite guests. And, you know, we come from an era when there were thousands of great talk show guests. There aren't anymore. Mm-hmm. But Martin Short is still the best.
I played this yesterday.
Oh, no. Okay, well, then let me go with this, Mike. You know the... You know your audio of the guy that tries to drink the soda and then runs into the door?
Everybody's working for the weekend. I'm sorry, what were you saying?
You know the tape you play of the guy that was drinking the seltzer and then runs into the garage door?
Yes. Yes, I have it right here.
Dude, this is a great setup.
What do I do?
I think this is a good companion tape for this. This is a guy that tests candy on YouTube. And he was trying a candy called the Mega Sour Raspberry Fizz. And it doesn't go well. So let's close with this. That man was drinking a seltzer water. This man is eating sour candy.
This is supposed to be the most sourest candy. So let's see. I'll open it. Whew. Burn my nose. Look at it. Look how sour it is. Just look at the powder.
Such an idiot.
So from this guy makes a living.
I guess he found out that it's the most sourest.
The most sourest candies in the world.
The American educational system, ladies and gentlemen.
That is your digital dumpster.
Most sourest.
Have a great Thursday and have the most sourest.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2021, the most sourest.
Yeah, he landed just below Robert ranking-wise. Yeah.
I still get from my college graduates, I love you too. CEO. It's fantastic. Worth every nickel. Hey, we got to get out of here, and we'll have a great bonus show this week. It's going to be lots of fun. I'm going to be gone for a bit, and we're going to be moving studios, doing a lot of things in the future. When I come back, I'll say hi, and I'll be checking with the guys next week as well from out west, they'd say, just to let you know how wonderful the vacation is going. If it's anything like the start, should be some interesting stories.
Don't forget your confirmation number, Mike.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Don't be thrifty. We'll see you next time for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Michael Maris saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, radio entertainment.
I am alive and kicking.
Oh, good for you.
What do I do?